10%, 5%, 5%. Go around, pay your rent. Hey, twin, that's my twin. GLE, matching bins. And my 10%, 5%, 5%. Go around, pay your rent. I caught a jet ride to the trenches, around and pop the. I couldn't really pop my. I had to get back for my twin. Say free shifty till he figure exit. I set the 10. Me and Disky shared a room, a double bed and jury in. Ask your favorite rapper why he go to him, his jury dim. Ain't no proper call to stay there, rolls worse than the Knicks. When you tell him, know that trick you worse than the. Put my twin to beat your. But do you worse or worse? We 9 minutes to society, killers got ready. I done seen some that's super deep, I got anxiety. If you not my twin or my friend, can't get my addy. No, go and ask my ops, Delta, I'm they daddy. Hey, twin, that's my twin, GLE, matching bins, and my 10, 5%.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, 8 o'clock in the morning, the number one morning show in the country. Weezy Moon Chaser. Gotta turn my stuff down a little bit here, Tata, man. Things going crazy. It is after 8 o'clock. We're going to open up the lines to our major giveaway, 514-448-4013. Hold up. Yo, I didn't start. I didn't plug in the phone yet. Okay, the phone's with Ox 2. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. I didn't even say what the prizes were. How you doing, sir?
I heard you say I'm opening the line, so I just
rightfully so.
Get that on speed dial.
Okay. So where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling currently from Lachine.
Okay, big up to you. Okay, so real quick before we start, just want to get everybody know what the giveaways are. Okay, so we put all these giveaways on a piece of paper. Sales from HLR is going to pick one out of a bag if you win. So you have Big Will and Friends. They have a Christmas show on December 23rd at the Nautical Club. You have tickets for Wipka, screening of Dear Jackie. You have Amaze Montreal Escape Room, The Lost Temple. You have a pair of tickets for that. You have a pair of tickets for Axe Throne. Don't worry, it's safe, but it's a real fun activity to do. You have three pairs of tickets for Cineplex Odeon. You have Production Nuit d'Afrique. They're giving away tickets for Tavanga and Johadi. Two great shows they have coming up next week. Rhythm and Brunch is happening this Sunday, the Colgius Brunch. They have everything from Rhythm and Burger, chicken and waffles, poutine creole, vegan vibrations. Beautiful thing. And I also got a pair of tickets for the NCAA happening at Place Belle today, Saturday, and Sunday. So what would you like to do? We have two options. You can either do Adult Spelling Bee. Well, you have under a minute to spell a intriguing word. Well, the word is not intriguing. Or you could do a riddle. And Tata will be the one that will be being Tata from the Fall Away podcast, the most introspective black podcast in the country. I'm just going to show y'all. Hey. So what do you want to do? Adult Spelling Bee, or do you want to do a riddle?
Let's do the riddle.
Let's do the riddle. Okay, are you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, these are love riddles, okay? So it can grow fast and it can also die slowly. It can be joyful yet painful, if you already know. What is it?
Do it again.
It can grow fast.
Do it again.
Date 19, see?
Okay. All right. It can grow fast and it can also die slowly. It can be joyful yet painful, if you already know. What is it?
Give it to him again.
It's a love riddle, okay? So keep with the theme.
Has to do with love.
Yes. It can grow fast and it can also die slowly. It can be joyful yet painful if you already know. What is it?
Oh my God. It can grow fast and die slowly.
I'll give it to you one more time.
Yeah. The real game love riddle. So it has to do with the whole theme of today's show, okay? It can grow fast, and it can also die slowly. It can be joyful yet painful if you already know. What is it?
It's when you're in a relationship, isn't
it? Oh, damn.
I do.
Got it. How did you get that? Even when I was reading it, I was like, what?
Okay.
I've been there.
Yes.
Although we're going to get into that. Sales, tell him what he's won. Sales
it
picked
grew
up.
Fast, it died slowly. I've been there.
Oh, yeah. I think we all have.
Boy, listen.
Some die faster than most.
We have a lot of stuff to give away. We only have our sales. What has he won, sales?
So he's won the TNT axe throwing.
So you and a special someone will be going Axe Throwing. Shout out to the Maze crew. So that's TNT Axe Throwing. Don't worry, they got small size TNT, but it's a great activity. Very different. So what you'll have to do, what's your name again?
Milan.
Milan, okay, boom. All right, so Milan, send me a DM on Detour, and I'll get you your tickets for the Axe Throwing. And thank you very much for tuning into the Morning Detour.
A DM through where?
Detour 514.
You mean with the phone number?
No. Send me a message on Detour 514, and I'll get you your tickets for the Axe Throwing.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. Okay?
Detour 514, is that on
the
internet site or what?
It's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram, man. Just send me a message.
Up to the times.
There we go. That's what I'm not understanding, because I don't have Instagram, so okay. I don't understand your lingo. Sorry.
Okay. So anyways, you have my number. Just send me a message. I got you. Okay, so the number is 514-448-4013. It's getting hot in here. Hold on a second, but goddamn. Woo!
He's stripping now, y'all. He's taking Jesus. This date night thing serious.
Date night? Listen, I think the most intriguing thing I do is radio. I think I'm boring at home. I don't want to talk at home. I don't want to do no dates. I think for some men that are really like ambitious entrepreneurs, like you don't have no energy to come up with interesting dates and stuff like that. That's why, you know, quiet is kept. But a lot of people say that white dudes are a little bit more creative with the dates. Black dudes want to get creative. And I'm sick and tired of going to dinners. I don't want to go to no dinner anymore. Yeah, that fresh air was blessed. I don't want to go to no dinner no more. But before we get into the type of dates, let's talk about the approach a little bit. How are guys approaching you? Once again, Montreal, I see the line. The number is 514-448-4013. We got a lot of giveaways left. There's still the Maze Get Out, which is the Lost Temple. We have tickets for a Wipka screen of Dear Jackie. We have tickets for Big Bull Comedy. We got 3 pairs of tickets from Cineplex. We have a bottle of South African rum that's going to be included in one of the packages. We got some sea moss from Empressologist that's in one of the packages as well. We got merch from Our Past Paid. We got tickets for New Dafik, Tavanka, and Johadi. And we also have tickets for Rhythm and Brunch. And Ivanko has given us tickets for the NCAA at the Place Bell happening all throughout the weekend. So the number is 514-448-4013. So, Tata, you know, let's talk about the approach. You know, you've been on your hot girl year. You've been on your hot girl 365. Yo. You spent the summer in Miami with some of the baddest girls in the universe. Like, were they all, like, fab dancers? Like, what was going on?
Listen, it was lit. That's all I know. Forget the details. But in regards to your question, right? First, I heard that I'm not approachable, but that's a lie. Is a certain type
you got
of
a face?
Men? No, certain type of men are intimidated and won't approach me. But there are men who do approach me. You know what I mean? And I think they got something going on. They approach me and try to, you know, question a little bit of what I do. Right. They see I do a lot. You know what I mean? So they don't come off as like hard, or they come off rude with the little hey gal with the fat pom pom. You know what I mean? Nothing like that. Okay. Even though some would like, no, they come off actually pretty intellectual, I find.
Okay. So you're looking for the intellectual guy.
No.
Oh, so you're back to the shatas.
Listen,
where are we now?
Okay. What has not changed? I want to be submissive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That has never changed, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But it takes a man of authority for me to be submissive to someone that could lead me. And that's it. That's really it.
I was talking about a positive leadership, not no aggressive
First
leadership.
First of all, if it's aggressive, then it's not true leadership. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a leader that has to bark at someone, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? You do it softly. You do it with your, you know, your suave. You know what I mean? You suave. Like, come on, man. But no, I'm really into being submissive and someone who knows where they're going, who's, you know, business oriented, but also caring.
Okay, I hear that. We're going to talk about first dates in a minute. So I just want to let everybody know, Montreal MyC, we're doing major, major giveaways this morning. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. And so, on the beat, switching up on us. So Big Will and Friends has a big... Oh, okay. Somebody fired in through. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Queen?
I'm well, and you?
Well, you know. We mixy this morning. We had to move around. We're on that South African. So this morning, we're doing a major giveaway. What would you like to do? Would you like to do a riddle or an adult spelling bee?
I'll go with the adult spelling bee.
Tata.
I'm like, wah. Okay, yeah. So let's do the adult spelling bee. Okay.
You got like a minute to answer this one.
You know?
We're going to give you the word a couple times here. Throw it at her.
If I can even pronounce it. Okay. Pergola.
Damn. Pergola?
Pardon me?
Pergola.
Can she use that in a sentence?
I can't.
Yo, do I have to, like, am I... It's an arbor, one with an open roof, off across rafters, supported on posts or columns, usually with climbing vines.
The word is pergola.
Don't be Googling it now.
Pergola.
Pergola, you got 30 seconds. The word is pergola. Take a shot at it. I guess it starts with a P.
P-E-R-G-O-L-A.
She Googled it, but yeah, you got it right.
Okay, sales from HLR. What has she won?
The NCAA tickets.
Okay, boom. Listen, NCAA tickets. I'm going to let everybody know. Shout out to Ivanko for hooking us up there. You want a pair of NCAA tickets. So what you have to do is just send me a DM. Hopefully you have Instagram. You can DM me at DTOR514. And just let me know you won the NCAA tickets, and I'll get that to you.
Okay, nice. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Oh man, that's great, but
we need to give people 10 seconds. Because yeah. Google speed fast long, right yeah. now, you know, especially with the LTE, you know what I mean? 5G. Come on now.
I don't think everybody got the 5G though.
Yo, even with the 3G.
You guys, either one of you guys ever done a blind date? I always feel like I've been cheated from my dating experience. I never done a blind date. I wanted that rush of just like not knowing. And first of all, before we get to the blind date, which one of your friends would you trust to say, hey, listen, man, I got a blind date for you, man. Just pull up at the restaurants on me. Do you guys have a friend that you guys trust? And yes. Who would that friend be that you trust yes. to set up the blind
me,
date?
Me, Francesca. 100%. She's my rollie, my rider since, like, I was 19. Mm. You know what I mean? So if I needed a wingman or a wingwoman or a wing person, it would be her.
What about you, Sales?
I got a brother called Kyle.
K-Murs.
K-Murs will take them on a retreat, try to feel them out, see what their energies line up, see how they align with the stars and the rock and Mercury rising and ascending. I don't know what's going on. One time, Sadie and Lorena built me a bubble account. Then it got awkward because, like, it's all the girls you never talk to at dance hall parties that's kind of on there. And I was like, yo, these messages. This online dating game is wild. So Tata, you get to the date now. Mm-hmm. You get to the date now. Let's talk about chivalry a little bit. Mm-hmm. They say chivalry's dead. Mm-hmm. Are you expecting him to pull in that first door as you get into the restaurant? Are you expecting that?
Okay.
No, hold on. I played myself. Before I get to that, are you meeting him at the restaurant or is he picking you up?
Okay. Perfect example, because this recently happened to me. Okay. So I like. Someone was pursuing me for like at least 4 weeks and stuff, and I was just like, man. And then I jumped out of a plane and it changed my whole outlook on life. So I was like, you know what? If you want to take me out, you pick a place. I don't eat meat. You plan everything. I'm tired of thinking for people. You know what I mean? So he did. He planned everything. And then I'm like, okay, tell me where it is. I'm gonna go meet you. Because you know what? I like to drive myself just in case I need to dip when I need to, you know what I mean? But so my girl, she's like, no, let him come pick you up. You know what I mean? You're downtown, you're by my place, so he's not at your house. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Let him come pick you up. That was the first time, really, that I've let someone that I don't know, just like that, come pick me up. And honestly, at first he didn't get out of his car, but I'm like, yo, get out your car so I can see the whole thing before I get in.
You had to tell him to get out?
I told him to get out.
Okay.
But after that, it was like, yo, the man was grabbing me by my arm. The man was like, you know, walking first, yeah. looking both ways, holding me by my waist, hey, opening
Hold on now. Me too movement.
Listen.
When do I know it's okay to hold you by the waist? Is it okay. a look? Is it a smuck? Like, I got the Kiel Ross sense.
Yeah, so I think it's like, depend on how you are, right? But at like some guys, which I appreciate also, who are very into consent, like they will wait for you to give the okay.
Yeah, yeah,
you
good?
I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, so I think this okay was given like more subtle, right? Mm-hmm. So he kind of peeped game and like I was with it, you know what I mean? I was with it, I ain't gonna lie.
Listen, man. Things are happening. Date night. I'm trying to save you guys some dollars. It's Black Friday. We giving away things. The number is 514-448-4013. We still got the Amazed Lost Temple. We still got tickets for Whipka screening of Dear Jack. We still got tickets for Big Will. We got 3 pairs of tickets for Cineplex. We have a bottle of South African rum. We got merch from Our Past Page. We got Sea Mouse from Empressologist. We have 2 concerts happening, brought to you by Production New d'Afrique, Tovanga and Jihadi, and I'll explain those in a little bit. And Rhythm and Brunch this Sunday, the coldest brunch in the city. They have everything. They got waffle and chicken. They have Creole poutine. It sounds like a griot adventure sales. And the event code tickets are gone now. So that's a wrap. But yeah, call us up. The number is 514-448-4013. Oh, here we go. I guess people, you know, we be chatting. People forgot.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Hold on a second. I just want everybody to know, if you can't get through, keep calling. I see the calls are piling in now. Y'all forgot we have stuff to give away. Where are you calling from, sir?
Right now, I'm in St. Laurent.
Okay, STL. Yeah, saying low. We like the low. Some good pizza places over there, sales. All right, what can we do for you this morning, sir? Do you want to try your hand at adult spelling bee, or do you want to do a riddle?
Riddle me this, please.
Okay. Yo, he knows it. I love you. Okay, so it's love riddles, right? So keep with the theme. Let me try to give you a difficult one, okay?
Oh, gosh, it's Friday. You can't give me something hard?
Okay, so I'll try to... You see Sale's face? I don't know, but I think you have all the
lines are backing up here, guys. The lines are backing up.
Okay, listen. It is mine, but you can only keep it. What is it? I'll say it again.
Sorry.
It is mine. It is mine, but you can only keep it. What is it?
Heart.
Yo, how do these people know it? Whoa. Yes, it's heart.
Okay, listen, bro. Congratulations. Okay. You a lover boy. Okay, sales. So.
How is that not the answer?
It is.
So, oh, it is?
It's the answer, yes.
Yes, the answer. You good.
Shut the front door. All right. We can start in good.
You're saving some money. Sales, what has he won?
The Nuit d'Afrique. Johadi.
Okay, so you're going to Nuit d'Afrique Johadi. I'll explain to you real quick what that is. That's a beautiful concert. And you know, Nuit d'Afrique, that's some classy black excellence, African madness right there. So Johadi is an artist. Born in Yaoundé, Cameroon, and currently based in Montreal. You're going to get some good vibes, some jazz, R&B, and Afrobeat all mixed into one. Being yourself a beautiful lady, you're going to have a great night. Send me a message at Detour514 and let me know that you want Johadi. What's your name again, sir?
It's Will.
Okay, Will. All right, Will. You are going to Johadi. Thank you very much for calling the Morning Detour. Hello, good morning, Carla. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm in the building. Where you hailing from, brother?
Excuse me?
Where are you calling from?
What's up?
Okay. Texas in the building. So how you feeling this morning? It's Black Friday. I got a lot of things to give away. Nobody won the South African rums about 54% alcohol. Let me tell you right now, me and Tata looking at each other sideways. So I ain't gonna hold you. No date night for us tonight, I can tell you that. What would you like to do this morning? You want to do an adult spelling bee, or would you like to try your hand at a riddle?
I didn't hear the last part. Sorry.
You want to do a riddle or adult spelling bee?
If I want to do the adult spelling bee, or what's the first
riddle?
Part?
Riddle. You want to do the riddle?
What's riddle? The riddle again?
What's gonna be
a riddle?
Yeah, a riddle.
Okay. Oh man. You know what? I'll do the spelling bee.
Man. Okay, fine. All right. So, okay, the spelling bee. Let me try to find.
Yeah, you want to do the spelling bee, man.
That is hard.
I just found out my mic was too high. I just turned that joint down. Now we Gucci. Now we back in studio. Yeah.
Okay, fuchsia.
I got a question.
Yep.
If I turn up my radio a bit, okay? Usually I call on CJAD. People know me on CJAD. If I turn on my radio and I turn it up to a degree, don't say turn it down because it interferes with the frequency. Would that be the same thing with you guys? I'm in my car, that's why.
Oh, well, there's going to be a delay, so you shouldn't have no radio playing. There's a delay between what people hear on air and what we're doing right now and live in a moment. So the best bet for you to be to turn down or turn off your radio.
Turn down the radio. Okay, that's fine. I'm driving.
I get the strategy. Getting more time to that word. I caught on.
Okay, hit him with the word. Let's keep it moving.
You have 15 seconds. Fuchsia.
Fuchsia is your word. Fuchsia is your word.
Fuchsia. 10 seconds.
No, hold on. Hold on. Fuchsia.
I gotta
spell okay, fuchsia. So,
Fuchsia.
The color fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
Yeah.
Okay, it's F-U.
5 seconds.
F-U-S-C-I-A.
Wrong, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling. Listen, Montreal Massey, for those that didn't get through, the number is 514-448-4013. We still got a lot of things to give away, man. We have the Maze Lost Temple. We have the Axe Throwing is gone. We have still have tickets for the screening. We have tickets for Big Will Comedy. We have Cineplex gave us 3 pairs of tickets to use before December 31st. In one of these packages, you'll have also have a South African rum brought to you by YL Rum Fest. Some people get a bottle of the sea moss from Empressologist. And some people get some merch from Our Past Paid. We have one more concert. Oh, okay, okay. All right, Montreal. Good morning.
Yo, Wagwan, brother.
Wagwan. Turn down the radio, star.
Everything up.
Okay, bless. What do you want to do this morning? You want to do adult spelling bee or you want to do a riddle?
I do a riddle this morning, Mia. I do a riddle.
Okay, Tata, hit him.
Okay, let's do this. So these are love riddles, so keeping with the theme. It connects two people, yet it touches only one. What is it? So I'll repeat it. It connects two people, yet it touches only one. What is it?
It connects two people, but only touches one. It's a thing. It connects two people, but only touches one. Think about it. It's love theme, it's date night, relationship, coupling.
10 seconds.
It can give them one more time.
It connects two people, yet it touches only one. What is it? 5 seconds.
It connects to.
No, it's a. Oh, no, I'm not going to say the answer, actually. But no, sorry, that's not the answer. Thank you for playing.
Listen, man, shout out to everybody calling up the show, man. It's the Morning Detour. It's the Mighty CKT 94.3 FM. Oh, we helped this cut this morning. I don't know. I took a different swing from it. I was like, God damn, this thing. Shout out to Beverly, man. So we're giving away mad things all morning. Yo, nobody won the Cineplex tickets yet. We have a bottle of rum from South Africa. We have one more show to give away from New That Fake. We have a brunch from Rhythm and Brunch happening on Sunday. This is going to save y'all a lot of money. The Vanco tickets are gone. The Axe Throne is gone. But we still have the Amaze Montreal Lost Temple. You know what I mean? I can't do no escape room.
I did it once.
I tried that.
My anxiety was through the roof.
Okay, so we did the first date thing. We're going to get to blind dates and all that in a minute. Now, are you guys down with the activity right out the gate? Like, is that a good first date kind of flex? Like, okay, we're just going to jump into an activity. I mean, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Definitely. Yeah.
But we're not skydiving off the rip. And second of all, too, do you want to do an activity with a girl for the first time on the first date that she's going to swear? Like, he was like, yo, hiking is a wave. Listen, I'm a big hiker. I got turned down twice. I set up the date. They blasted me 2 times. We take L's over here. It's okay. I had the picnic set up, Tata.
Aww.
I was going to bring the champagne with the cheese. I seen it in movies. I located the spot by the waterfall. I was trying to connect. Twice. I set up the date. They dusted me, man. I took that L, bro. I never got my hiking retreat, bro.
You know, picnics are usually the way to go for that. I'm telling you, it's easier, less stress. But yeah, totally down with activities, you know? Less talking, more doing. Just in case it's awkward, right? You have something to
occupy. You really said that less talking, more doing.
You know what I mean? Yo, less with the jibber jabber. But you know, I'm down with activities at 100%.
Oh, listen, man. great to hear you. Montreal Massey, we're doing major giveaways. It's our date night episode. Call us up at the morning Detour, 514-448-4013. Still a lot of stuff to give away. We have tickets for Need That Freak, one of their concerts. We have Rhythm and Brunch. They have a brunch happening on Sunday. They even have like a poutine. What do they have? Hold on, let me scroll down. They got a Rhythm and Burger. They have chicken and waffles. They have poutine creole. They have vegan vibrations. And they have blanc manger dessert. And I think the chef is Kamani Traitor. So, yeah, that's really, really good. We still have tickets for Amaze, The Lost Temple. Great date night. Listen, anything you could save money, you know how to come out of pocket, call us up at the Morning Detour, 514-448-4013. Big World Comedy, Comedy Icons, that's happening December 23rd. Dare Jackie's happening there next week. That's brought to you by WIPCA, West Island Black Community Association. Cineplex has three pairs of tickets. Ain't none of y'all want to see Wakanda too, huh? Good morning, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Queen?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay.
How are you?
Listen, well, you know, we've been better. You know, we had to, you know, we feel disheveled. We feel disheveled this morning. We're not in our regular spot. We have no, we don't have the cameras on us and none. Me and Tata and Sales in the old, and I ain't gonna bat up CKT, man. Stop, they're gonna kill me. What do you, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from NDG, but you know, I went.
NDG, DG, okay, thank you. Sorry.
Some of you NDG girls have no bra tipsy. You know, you guys talk about burgundy, but some of y'all be really on some hood shit sometimes.
Yo, we're very versatile.
I like that. I ain't gonna hold you. Shout out to your political connection. You know, to be at Parliament. what do you want to do this morning? For those, hold on a second. For those calling us up,
I'm gonna try for the riddle.
Okay. Oh, okay. Tata hit it with it.
Thank you. I heard your voice when you call. I'm like, how are you?
Hey.
She's date with Weezy.
She know what I look like. Should I auction myself off? Should that be the bonus day and I just show up with South African rum and baby oil?
Disgusting. Don't listen to him. He's disgusting. Okay. So I may be a quiet sense of happiness, sadness, or fear to many. I can be shown and sometimes just be gone, but I always come back before it's too long. What am I? So I'll repeat.
Damn, you gave her that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, give her an easier one. Hold on, give her an easier one.
He must really like you.
She know what I look like. Her voice smooth. She know what I look like. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. Who has married hundreds but always been single? Mm-hmm. Who has married hundreds but always been single?
It's a person. Think about it. Who has married?
Okay. Yo, he really likes you because he giving hints and stuff.
No, I always give hints.
It's a pastor, I guess.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay, we'll take it. It's a priest.
What you can see is Tata giving me dirty looks in the studio right now. She's like, Negro. What does she want?
A pair of Cineplex tickets.
Oh, you going to the movies for free. And you know, listen. This not back in the day, because I won't suggest anybody goes to that $5 at Codenest Plaza. The movies are $30 now. Mm-hmm. This is a $60 gift certificate. You winning in life. Send me a DM, a Detour 514, and let me know you want a pair of Cineplex. Now, what's your name?
It's Kimora.
Okay, shout out Kimora. You writing books still?
Hey, what's up?
Make sure you cop her book. You already know. Shout out your book one time for the streets.
I'm going to reach out.
All right, man. Thank you for calling.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
Yes, sir. Okay, missed a call. Y'all can still call us, 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. What do you guys want to do now?
You heard the voice? Like, Sales and I have just been looking at each other. Like, you giving off hints.
Yeah, but Kimora been sweet for a long time, you know. Kimora been sweet for a long time. Listen, if I was this pretty in high school, it'd been a whole different situation. I promise you that one. Like, oh, the lights is blazing. Hello, good morning.
Yo.
Good morning.
What's happening?
What's going on, brother? What's going on?
I'm here, man. I'm here. What's going on with you guys?
Yeah, listen, man. Listen, we on that South African realm. I know where you are. Where you hailing from, brother?
I don't know if you even know who this is, but I know both of y'all niggas.
I know no voices in the morning. Who that?
It's Makai's brother. You know, I'm not gonna go further than that.
But Kai's brother, not Jakob.
Don't even say my government
on air.
This show is really popular because
should be pretty obvious which one it is.
Okay, I ain't gonna hold you. What would you like to do this morning? You want to do the riddle or you want to do the adult spelling bee?
Well, first off, you guys, adult spelling bee is just a spelling bee. Like, I thought you guys had like some adult content.
He wants words like clitoris.
It is a mature morning show.
But something a little bit more spicy. Like, come on.
Okay. We'll take that under advisement. They want more spicy words. Okay. You better give him a hard riddle now. He want to criticize the outspot.
You're going to get one. You're going to get one now.
Tata's the one picking the, all the questions and stuff. She be picking the hard
joints. I'm going to give you the one that Weezy, because he liked the last caller, he made me switch to give her an easier one. So I'm going to give you back that one, okay? So I may be a quiet sense of happiness, sadness, or fear to many. I can be shown and sometimes just be gone, but I always come back before it's too long. What am I? Mm-hmm. So I'll repeat. I may be a quiet sense of happiness, sadness, or fear to many. I can be shown and sometimes just be gone, but I always come back before it's too long. What am I? 30 seconds.
You might say that one more time.
I can definitely. So your time is still going. I may be a quiet sense of happiness. Okay, you don't want me to repeat it?
I know this is a wrong answer, but I'm just going to say like a baby daddy or something.
Baby daddy. Best answer goes to you. No, it's not. But that was a good answer. You know, he said baby daddy.
What's wrong?
Yo, he said baby daddy. You know why? Because the one that says I can be shown to sometimes just be gone. I was like, what? No, that was a good answer, but it's the wrong one. I'm sorry.
Okay, but you know what?
I know.
Well, hold on. We'll throw you a lifeline.
I only called because I wanted to holler at you guys. So.
No, but hold on before
I didn't expect to win.
Before you go, we'll throw a caveat. We'll throw a different route at you. If you give us a crazy first date story, we'll give you a prize.
A crazy what story?
First date. Give me your craziest dating story, and we'll give you a prize. Montreal, my city, locked into the number one morning show in the country. Yes, Scott.
Get shut down. You guys,
give it to me real quick. I want to play some music and come back. Give it to me real quick. Give me your craziest date night story, and sales will pick a prize for you. I promise you.
Like I said, I cannot talk about that on the radio. It won't end well for you guys.
It's okay. I'll pay all the fines. We good money.
The whole of CKUT is getting shut down if I tell you guys.
Give us a PG version of it, okay?
I can't.
Oh, like, he doesn't want a prize. You don't want to cooperate with us. Come on, man. Come on. I'm intrigued now.
Oh shit! You got Tata locked in now.
Yeah.
honestly, I could drop a story with Tata in it, but I'm not going to. Like.
What?
Hey. Okay, so we'll be going to our mix right now. Keep it locked. The morning detour. My shit gets these night. We'll be about.
Oh shoot.
We good.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, keep it locked. Giveaways. Call us up 514-448-4213. The number one ever morning show in the country. This is The Morning Detour. Let's go.
Here we go again. Big body bench. Cut off all my friends. Choppers for my enemies. Going at the streets about little Dominique. I've been a beast. Really got my name from shooting dice and selling niggas weed. 5x7, 223s. 308s go through a car door. All the houses paid off. None of my hoes ain't got no car no. Sell 1,000 screen free rattle. Maybe you should stop it. I know everything's a profit for sure. Pilot waiting on us. Let's go. Still be in a project with Cole Harden and Cuba. Rent the ride, buy a new one tomorrow. I'm too hard. I got funds all colors like a pack of Starbursts. When they ask me how it happened, I just tell them God works. I'm trying to touch me a bill. Still hustle like I'm on zero. Really didn't say some niggas, that's why they call me the hero. Trapping like this shit legal, I'm trying to uplift my people. I used to serve in the Rio, I turn them into believers, yeah. I don't want your bitch, we can't swap out. They ain't no shit, tell them to pop out. Mama, I got rich, look at your dropout. Guns up, it ain't nothing to talk about. Outside of your city, looking good. It's a Draco, call it wishing, nigga, wood. They got wood on it. She think that she special, but I'm good on her. Handle business like I'm poster. Everything I say, I stood on it. Outside of your city, looking good. It's a Draco, call it wishing, nigga, wood. They got wood on it. She think that she special, but I'm good on it.
Montreal, my city, the best morning show. You know how I do things. We not back yet. Date night episode. Call us up 514-448-4013. You know how we do things. The mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Who's better than Weezy, Moon Chaser, and Tata in the morning?
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay in my bed. You know how I do it. That 40 on me gon' blast. I call my crew.
care about family anymore. Family first, money second, everything after that add up. When I talk about what we've been through, cause you know that shit bring bad luck. And I ain't been to the state deposit in the middle of that time I went, it was backed up. Can't remember last time I trust somebody, I don't even remember if I had love. The money been accounted for, these niggas still ain't. They been bit the sound, you can tell by the cadence. But I ain't tripping, I can make another one cause they all my babies. You been hustling since 30, now you pushing 40, how you wait to start saving? Niggas that back when nigga be flexing, nigga be faking. Reminiscing about see money, thinking about my boy David. And we still getting money, man, no, we was just at your grave. Man, cause it'll never be the same. Stand on the porch with a big dog, nigga, you a poodle. So much, I ain't had to pull my wrist at the cooler. Everybody claim they shootin' till I pull up with a shooter. 26 inches on the air floor, nigga, get a ruler. I'm trying to stay in my bag, you know how I do it. That 40 on me gon' blast, I call my cool.
Pick up the tree, decorate the tree, make a gift list, invite the in-laws, drop off the canned goods, find that fruitcake recipe for the office party, plan the dinner for Christmas Eve, decorate the house, hang the stockings, wrap the presents, ask Lucas to clean up his room, do the groceries, bake cookies. Right, go get vaccinated.
The holidays are fast approaching. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 now so you'll be protected in time. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
In the aftermath of her American and European tours, Myriam Gendron is coming home to Montreal with a single show at Cabaret La Tulipe on Thursday, December 8th. Come discover why tasteful musicians like Kurt Vile, Will Oldham, Bill Callahan admire Gendron's songs and stage presence. Myriam will share the evening with the dazzling finger-picking of the great Glenn Jones. Tickets are on sale online. Don't miss this one. A heavy trip and CKUT co-presentation.
C'était une jeune fille.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You're looking at me laughing at
Montreal, my city, you know how we're doing things. I just want to take her on a date. I want to step to her. I have no pickup game. I got no fly car. I'm just a regular dude, 9 to 5. Actually, you know, my schedule is 9 to whenever.
9 to 365.
But I feel like, man, we could do better. We could try to connect a little bit better. I was speaking to a more intelligent sister than I am. And she was talking about, like, especially in the West Indian community, like, black girls, you guys are never taught to date. You know, there's this idea. No one's ever thought about it until she said it to me. There's this idea where in West Indian black culture, our parents just taught us to be exclusive. Think about it. Your mom never taught us how to date. You know, all the white kids knew how to date. To go, let's try new things. Let's rollerblade. Let's go to the park. Let's double date, all that. But think about it. In West Indian culture, the black woman's not really taught how to date as a teenager. You're taught to be exclusive. You're taught to, yo, listen, yo, keep your front in the house. Don't be loose. Don't be for the. And then these girls go to college, university, and it's like, yeah, I want to experience things. I want to do stuff. There's this culture of being an anti-ho that's been ingrained in West Indian culture. Did your mom encourage you to date as a teenager?
Listen, I was a rebel, okay?
From what age?
I was a rebel from my bond, you understand me? But no, my mom was very open, you know what I mean? She was raised very strict by West Indian grandparents, and she was very open with me, you know? And it was never like that. She was always key on me being my best self, me being comfortable in my skin and me not being a follower. That was always her key yeah. instructions for me.
Yeah, man, I think that's, you know, if I ever had kids, I think that'll be one of the key aspects of being a parent. So try to instill your kids, like, you know, don't be just a follower. Don't be just mm-hmm. sheep. But, you know, understand your place, you know, within the diaphragm. And I think that's one of the toughest, tasks as a parent. Like, you never know. You could instill your kid with all the best things possible, and your kid could still come out being an asshole. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty discouraging. Mm-hmm. That's like, listen, man, I don't know about this kid thing, salesman. seems like a real pretty wild investment to me, buddy. But Montreal, I see we still have a lot of stuff to give away. Shout out to Maggie. Maggie put this whole thing together. Date night. She got in touch with all the sponsors. So thank you to Amaze Montreal. We still got the tickets for The Lost Temple. We still got Wipka screening of Dear Jackie. Big World Comedy, Comedy Icons on December 23rd. We still got three pairs of tickets for Cineplex. Oh, no. Okay, we got two. Thank you, sales, keeping me straight. We got a bottle of South African rum. You can only get in South Africa. Shout out to Beverly from YUL Rum Fest. This joint is 56% alcohol and is aged for 4 years. You can't get it at LCBDO. You can't get it at the SAC.
You can't get an LCBDO because it don't exist.
what's it called? LCBO?
Yeah.
Well, you know I remix everything. LCBDO. That's what we go with it right now.
Because, you know, clearly better. That liquor is hidden. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's a different kind of hit. Like, I feel good. I feel like I want to run in the woods with Sale. I feel like me and Sale, you know what? Sale, let's go to Ottawa.
Let's just have a romance.
Let's go to Popeyes. But, we also have merch from Our Past Paid. We have sea moss from Empressologist. So I like to group the sea moss with the axe throw and give you some strength, some inner worth in there. We also have one more ticket for a night with Production Nuit d'Afrique. And we also have Rhythm and Brunch. We have a pair of tickets for Sunday as well. And the Van Gogh thing is gone as well. So call us up. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. Major giveaways to MyCKT. We got 20 minutes left here. So Tata, hit me with some stats or no, give me some red flags about dating. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Queen?
Oh, hey. I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Hey. Hold on. Tata, you like how that voice hit, huh?
That voice, come on. Hey. Talk to Mrs. Hey. Talk to madam. Yeah.
Until we get the check, Tata, not believe it. Let me ask you this. Do you like the energy between me and Tata in the morning? Is this not the best urban morning show in the country?
I love it.
Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna give you an easy one.
I just want that primer up. You see me?
I'm gonna give you an easy one.
Talk to me.
Okay, riddle or word?
A riddle, please.
Okay, I see it now. Okay, so it's keeping with the theme of love and dating, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it is a form of love that mothers can't take back after giving. What is it?
Give it to her one more time.
It is a form of love that you can replace mothers with anything, your man, anything, can't take back after giving. What is it?
Can you throw her a hint?
It can be wet.
Oh.
Or dry.
Okay. I think you know
it. Oh, okay. Hold on.
It's an action.
Oh. A kiss.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, indeed. Hey,
big kiss. It can be wet or dry.
But let me tell you something. If the kiss dry, you have to let him go. But real quick, have you ever been on a date with a guy and, you know, you just started dating the guy and you kiss him for the first time and the kiss is horrible? What do you do then? And this question is for you, caller.
Cut him off.
You sound like you from Burgundy. You quick with the accent.
FNF. I mean FNF.
Damn, no second chance.
I know why these girls following Tata. So a girl hit me up the other day. She's like, "You have all the pretty girls on your show." I'm like, "Yeah, because I respect them and I don't try to sleep with them. That's why I like
that's true.
Okay, what has she won, Sales?
She has won the Wipka Dear Jackie. Plus the
CMOS. Okay, you got some CMOS and some tickets for Dear Jackie. Send me a DM at... what's your name again?
Christine.
Okay, well, big up yourself, Christine. For those that don't know, Christine's one of the dopest chicks in the city. Been down with Moon Chaser since 97. Christine, we known each other too long, Christine.
Windbreaker days.
Christine, we know each other too long. You know, Christine, we're going to mix it up for you. What we're going to do, Christine, we're gonna switch your CMOS for some South African rum. Okay. So you and the girls, for those that know,
yes.
Christine is a faithful listener, her and her friends, Kimmy and Sarah Batch and all of them, because she already has the CMOS because she's in the same crew. So shout out to you. Christine be taking clips from the show and sharing with her friends that missed the show. Mm-hmm. So Christine, I want to tell you thank you on behalf of everybody up here at the Morning Detour.
You're very welcome. Have yourself a nice day.
You too. I don't know who they towing back there. Montreal, my city. Some calls are coming in. No, they're not towing nobody. They're delivering something.
Oh, you scared me.
The number is 514-448-4013. We have a lot more giveaways to do. Nobody won the Amaze Montreal Lost Temple. We still have Rhythm and Brunch. Listen, if y'all trying to save money, it's Black Friday. Your girl's been on Fashion Nova since 12:32 this morning. You've attempted to get a 1-2 fit from Sheen. I seen you. Okay, hold on. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Queen. How are you doing?
I'm
I'm very well, thank you.
All right.
Is it possible to choose which prize I want?
I can't even tell you that because all the prizes, I've written them on a paper and I took time to do it, and sales has picked them at random. But which prize are you leaning to?
I would like either the tickets for the movie,
mm-hmm,
or preferably the rum.
Well, listen, the rum is gone, but I'll try to get more rum from...
Gone?
Listen, the rum is gone, unfortunately. The last caller won the rum. But you know what?
Okay.
We can play for some Cineplex tickets. What would you like to do? You like to do a riddle, or you like to do try your hand at the adult spelling bee?
The spelling bee, please.
The spelling bee. Okay.
Tata, that's
okay,
off to you.
I'm coming up. You know, I'm going to give you a...
Okay,
nice
okay. While, okay, while she's looking for it, what part of Montreal are you calling from?
Right now I'm at work, so I work at the Jewish General Hospital.
Well, I work at the Jewish too. Big up to you, man. Shout out to all my Jewish workers, all my essential workers. You in the office, huh? You leaning nice?
I can't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying you're in the office right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in the office right now. I'm a nurse.
Okay, well, shout out to you, man, doing the hard work. Because, listen, it's tough right now. So, Tata, hit it with the word here, Tata.
Okay, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right. Ligoria?
Ligoria.
What is the word?
Ligoria.
Ligoria is the word. Ligoria.
Do you use it in a sentence, please?
Boy, like that. hold on. It's excessive talkativeness.
Excessive talkativeness. Ligoria. Excessive talkativeness.
Okay. L-E-G-O-R-I-A.
No, sorry. But close.
Okay. Oh, that was
I
tough.
Tried.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Morning Detour. Shout out to everybody at the Jewish, man. They've listened to the show. Call us up 514-448-4013. We still got a lot of giveaways. We still got more tickets for Cineplex. We got some sea moss to add to a package. We have our pass paid merch, but we have also the Maze Montreal, the Lost Temple. I think it's over $100. I remember we in the studio, so Jasmo don't play 9 o'clock. He wants us the hell out of here. Good morning, Montreal. What's going on?
Yo, how's it going, man?
I'm here, man. I'm here. Where you calling from, brother?
Yeah, I'm calling from Laval.
Okay, shit. Listen, big up to Laval, man. Sanfoy, dashing there. I see you.
Yeah, we're calling from Laval.
Okay. What you want to do? You want to do the adult spelling bee, or you want to do the riddle?
Let's go easy. Let's go with the spelling bee.
I can't find any more hard words. Like this one. Okay.
Make him spell phlegm.
Spell phlegm.
Spell phlegm.
What, can you repeat that, please?
Phlegm. The word is phlegm. The thing in your nose or your throat that you spit out when you have the flu. Phlegm. Spell phlegm.
Okay. Phlegm. Okay. S-M-E-L-M.
Nope.
No. It starts with a P.
No, too bad. It wasn't too easy.
Thank you so much for doing to the show, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for the opportunity. Ta-ta.
Well, listen, Montreal, man, we still got about 13 minutes. It was really like 10 minutes because, you know, the Jazz Buck don't play when we in studio. The number is 514-448-4013. We still got, oh, okay, well, all right. You know, sales loves the games. That sales like, listen, the whole show should just be you guys talking in games. Hold on, I don't know why they hung up. Please call back. I mean, we got 10 minutes left. The number is 514-448-4013. We still got major giveaways for date nights. You're trying to save some money. It is Black Friday. We have a Maze Montreal, the Lost Temple. We have, is the Whipka thing gone?
Yes.
Okay, the Whipka thing is gone. Okay, so we have Big Wheel Comedy Icons, December 23rd. We got two pairs of tickets for Cineplex. And you know the new Black Panther is out. We're going to mix in some sea moss from Empressologist, and we're mixing some merch from Our Pass Paid. Okay, call's coming through. Hello, good morning.
Hey, yo, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother? Where you hailing from?
I'm good. I'm in Laval.
Okay, well, that's a big up to all our Lavalers. Shout out to everybody finding us on the internet.
Okay, but I'm in Laval.
What do you want to do this morning? You want to do Adult Spelling Bee, or you want to do the riddle?
Hit me with the riddle.
Okay.
I'll let Tata decide.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name again?
Where you from, you said?
Hold on. Do you like this dynamic between me and Tata in the morning? You like this energy? It's different. It's not the typical Canadian vibe. You like this energy in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, I can't get
Say Tata. Say it again. Say it again.
I can't get Tata too often, you know. Tata's a high commodity right now, you know. I got Tata on loan. She's like an art exhibit. It's like renting out the black Mona Lisa. I only get her once every 2 months.
Okay, so I'm going to do you a riddle, okay? You have 30 seconds. I'm going to repeat it twice. What is the end of eternity? What is the end of eternity?
What is the end of eternity? But hold on a second. Think literally. It's a riddle. No. Listen, just think literally.
What is the end to eternity?
Yeah. What is the end of eternity? Yeah.
There's no end to eternity.
No. Hold on, Tata. See, Tata, you quit the cutoff of dude. Huh? Tata, God damn. I know you bad, but shit. Look.
10 seconds, boo.
Think about it. It's a thing. What is the end of eternity? Think about it. What is the end of eternity?
Oh, damn, that's a hard one.
Because you're overthinking it. I know I chose this one. I chose this one. You're overthinking about it.
Oh, okay. The end of eternity is the wife.
Okay.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, brother. He's smart. You see, Tata was
smart.
Tata was here counting you out. She was already like, oh, let's move on to the next dude. Like, you guys are so lucky we're not filming this show.
I know, right?
Sales, tell him what he's won.
Big Will and Friends.
Okay, so you want some tickets?
So I got it.
Yeah, you got it. It is why. So you want some tickets from?
I can't hear you good. Like,
okay, could you hear me now? Could you hear me now?
It's okay.
All right, so you want tickets for Big Will and Friends? What's your name again?
It's Mac.
Okay, so Mac, send me a DM at Detour514 and just let me know you won the Big Will comedy tickets, and I'll get that to you. That's on December 23rd, Comedy Icons. And listen, you'll save some money. Because it's free.
Shit. I want the comedy tickets. Nice.
You know what? I'll even throw in a Ira Pass paid merch in there for you. Throw you a little toque to keep your head warm in the wintertime. You know how we're doing things up here in the morning. Detour, thank you so much for listening to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Morning, Detour.
I mean, finally someone doing the proper shout-outs.
You know?
So we got like 10 minutes left, which is really 8, because Jazzamuk is coming. Jazzamuk don't play. Sales, you never been to CKT before. Like, you never been to our show at CKT,
nah,
right?
Nah, never.
Yeah, man, listen. Me and Tata, we kill CKT. We kill CKT. Yeah. So, Tata, how do we get you more often on the Morning Detour? Like, what's the situation? I know you have political connects. Like, when do you start work?
I work every day, all day. You know what I mean?
So you're able to do the Morning Detour and then go do your job, or is it too early for you?
Yeah, no, for sure, I'm able. Just like back in the day, I was able. I was born ready and able, man. Willing and able.
People don't know, man. Me and Tata go way back. We didn't know, like, we weren't, like, friends calling each other on the phone, but, like, we know, like, you know, I know game, man. We have a lot of mutual friends. I know Tata from way back, and it's crazy. It's beautiful to see your growth, especially in the last 3 years. You know, you started off as an intern. Now you have your own show, Follow Week podcast with the beautiful Zupa. And you guys have done internships, and you guys have done speaking engagements. And you guys are fresh off Belize. You're jumping out planes.
Yeah.
You're in Miami with all the IG models. God damn.
Yeah, living life,
it's
man.
It's a pleasure to know you.
Life is meant to be lived. I don't know. When people say they don't have time, it's just because they're not making time. You know what I mean? For all the jobs I do and everything I do, I make time for fun. That's for sure.
Listen, we got 5 to 6 more minutes. Call us up, 514-448-4013. We still got a lot of stuff to give away. Amaze Montreal, The Lost Temple. If you're trying to save money, you don't want to spend money. It's a bad city that way. Right? You don't spend money.
If you're trying to save money.
Well, listen, inflation is crazy. When are we getting that check from the government in December? When's that $400 coming into play?
You owe your taxes. You ain't nothing.
No, I'm good. Why do black people are saying that to black people? No, we good, bro. We good. We still got tickets for no. We gave away the Dear Jack. I keep looking down the Dear Jack. I should have asked it up. So we have Amaze Montreal, The Lost Temple. We got 2 pairs of tickets for Cineplex. We still got to add some CMOS to somebody's package. We still got more Hour Pass paid merch. We have a ticket for Nuit d'Afrique as well. And we have Rhythm and Brunch Sunday. So because somebody called and won the Rhythm and Brunch, we get that out of the way for Sunday. They have a great meal package as well. Oh, okay. Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? You know what we're going to do? Because, you know, we're coming up on it, and we have a guy that's after us, and he doesn't play with the timing. Do you want to play for the brunch on Sunday? Or it's
for that CMOS, to be honest.
No. The CMOS, I could add that to whatever you win anyway. Don't worry. The CMOS is a bonus. But,
yeah, we can do that, brunch.
Okay. Tata, give him some. What you want to do? Adult spelling bee, or you want to do a riddle, fam?
What do you want to do? Adult spelling bee, or you want to do a riddle, fam?
Spelling bee.
Okay. So your word is bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy is your word. Bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
Is that juice-rocracy? That's going to find out. Listen, I want him to really win this one. Give him an easier one than that.
Oh, my goodness.
I know my mom's going to call me just now. You can't do that. You can't switch up the thing. Yes, my show. It's Urban Morning Show.
Conscientious.
Okay, come on, bro.
Come on, man.
You said it and I got confused. I was like, NCS? Like, what's going on?
Okay, third one. Maneuver.
Maneuver. Okay, give me maneuver. Give me the... You can do this. Maneuver.
All right.
You got 10 seconds. I know y'all be on the googly.
M-A-N-O-U-V-E-R.
No.
You forgot the O.
He forgot the E.
You forgot the E? Sorry, brother, but you couldn't get this one. But thank thank you for listening to the show. Listen, we can squeeze in maybe two more calls. 514-448-4013. I want to give away this Rhythm and Brunch because it is time sensitive. It's happening this Sunday. They have Rhythm and Burger, Chicken and Waffles, Poutine Creole, Vegan Vibrations. Oh, okay, perfect. Let's go. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, yourself?
I'm all right. Okay, so we're going to move right along. What do you want to do, Adult Spelling Bee or Riddles?
The Adult Spelling Bee.
Perfect. So your word is mischievous. Come on, it's kind of easy.
Mischievous. She ain't gonna get that. There's a lot of S's in that one. Mischievous is the word. You know what? You know, okay, let me switch it up on you. Spell phlegm. Your word is phlegm. You got 10 seconds. Spell phlegm.
Phlegm?
Yeah, phlegm. Spell phlegm.
That's harder than mischievous.
Sorry, I'm French. P-H-L-E-J-M.
I know the French, the J-M.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We'll get it to you.
Rewind.
We're back in the studio. We're doing our own sounds. Okay. What's your name again?
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy, send me a DM at Detour514. You got tickets to Rhythm and Brunch. And as well, I'll give you some CMOS as well. All right? Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, what's up?
Listen, we coming up on there, brother. Listen, real quick. Riddle or word thing?
Word thing.
What are you trying to do? Because
Riddle.
Okay, give him a riddle real quick. Okay. Give him the short one. Give him the short one so we get him out of here,
okay,
bro.
Okay, I'll give you a short one. So I can make people happy. I can make people cry. I can make people want me. And I can drive people crazy. What am I?
Think about it.
I can make people happy. I can make people cry. I can make people want me. And I can drive people crazy. What am I? These are the love riddles. So it's in the theme.
An easy one, no?
This is an easy one, man.
It's a four-letter thing, no?
Yes.
It's a four-letter thing. Think about it, bro. Literally, it's in the title of the thing.
Love.
Hold on.
Shout out to the gal in the back.
Bring the gal in the back in at the front. Real quick. We have two minutes. Bring her in the front real quick.
She wanted the tickets more than me.
Hey. Okay. Hold on. Since we're coming up against it, what do you want? We have the Maze Montreal. We have two pairs of tickets for Cineplex. And we have a ticket for one of the concerts at Nuit d'Afrique. What do you want to do?
Amazed. First one again?
I think you should bring your girl to the escape room. Bring your girl to the escape room.
She loves that.
Put her on the phone. You know what I mean? We're done with you. You ain't answering no questions. Like, what are you dealing with?
Hey, listen, we just came back from vacation and she couldn't wake up, that's all.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for finding our show. You know, every Friday we here.
Thank you.
What's your name again? Make sure you send me a DM. What's your name?
Dean.
All right, big up yourself, Dean. All right. Well, listen, man, we have a minute and a half here because, listen, sales don't know Jasmine. Jasmine going to get us the hell out of here.
I'm already looking at my stuff to clean up.
So next week we have our producer episode. I think Ricky D is coming on. I'd like to get some other producers as well. I'm trying to get the guys from, promoters. I'm trying to get the guys from Jovial. Maybe get Ricky Not Nice or Sham Grant from Gussie Productions as well. I'll probably get Brandon Lala too. Lala be popping as well. So, or Anthony G, or DJ Judgment. We'll do some of that next week. Talk to him, man. Listen, we got to sit down and talk. Oh, hold on. Somebody what?
Next one.
Listen, you got a minute. You got a minute. Riddle or word? What are you trying to do? Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello. Good morning, Queen. You got a minute real quick. What do you want to do? You want to do a riddle or a word? Or...
Spelling a word.
Give her a small word real quick. Real
embarrassed.
Quick. Embarrassed. Spell embarrassed. Spell embarrassed. Embarrassed.
Embarrassed?
Yeah, embarrassed. Spell that.
Okay. Embarrassed.
You missed the R, sweetie.
You missed the
R. But that's embarrassing.
But you know what we'll do?
I think that was a good joke. I think you guys should give that to me. It's kind of brilliant.
You know what? You know what? You're right. We're going to give it to you. It's our last call. We have 10 seconds. What's your name again?
Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. Send me a DM at Dito Fanfo. What did she win?
Cineplex.
I really can't hear you guys. Can you say that again?
Yeah, so Sarah, send me a DM at Detour514. You won the Cineplex tickets.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Welcome to November. This is Wayne Tennant, and you're listening to The Weekend Groove on CKUT 90.3 FM with Mr. Mikey Don and DJ Everton Green. Mr. Mikey Dunn, Kim, Tiz, and DJ Everton Green. Every Friday from 10 to 12, keep it locked.
It's the Weekend Groove, gonna rock with you. It's the